Yo, what's up? Jesus Christ, it's 6:43 a.m. Ugh, got to be downstairs pretty soon to drive to the airport, or be driven to the airport. Me and Mike are getting a ride from this guy, Aaron. He's a comedian here in Bloomington, Indiana. He emceed the shows, and he's nice enough to drive us to the airport. Well, I think he's getting paid, but whatever. Still a good dude. So shows last night were fucking great, fun time here in Bloomington, and that's all there is to say about that. This is going to be a short-ass episode because I'm falling asleep right now, and I have to finish putting my shit away, and then this isn't getting uploaded till I get back to New York. It's not going to get uploaded till like much later. Whatever. Right? You don't mind. You got it now. Sometimes it's got to wait to get uploaded. This is how it goes with these things, with these podcasts that happen every day. You have to make sacrifices in order to get it done. I am babbling. All right, let's do a couple news stories and get the fuck out. Sounds good to me. All sorts of... What's going on? Coffee farmer in Hawaii loses deportation battle, returns to Mexico. Well, now look at that. We're losing out on good coffee because a fucking, you know, that dude. That dude that, is causing a lot of problems. In IMO. Alright. Oh no. I'm not even gonna read this. It's about dead cats. Terrible. KKK rally in Virginia leads to rival protests and clashes. What happened? Was there like... I hope nobody was hurt. Yeah, I don't understand. I really don't. I don't understand why counter-protest the KKK. I am anti-KKK, absolutely, but they want that shit. If they came and did, did like one of their little fucking things, where they put on their stupid ass fucking uniforms, their sheets and shit, and because their whole thing is that they know they're gonna cause a scene. And nobody showed up. Like, absolutely nobody showed up. They would look like the biggest fucking fools. And we would, and no one would even, and just like, but nobody even knows that. Like, nobody even acknowledges it happened. I think it would be the worst thing to them. That's my personal belief. Just don't go. Just don't even pay attention. Don't even fuck them. They're assholes. And guess what assholes do? Asshole shit. So you just fucking ignore them. And then they just are isolated in their assholeness. I mean, that's just my... I understand it's easier said than done. I'm the first one to yell at somebody that I think is acting like a fucking dick. But I don't show up for it. But yeah, even that time, when someone's looking for a reaction, I give it to them. So I get it. I understand people want to be like, well, fuck these guys, let's fuck them up. That makes sense to me. I mean, I understand the want, but I don't understand that as a plan. This is my stupid feelings about it. I guess it'll keep going. Fuck it. Think about it. That's what I would say to the people that are going to protest. Think about not doing it. It's not like co-signing it. A school teacher says he has filmed Tasmanian tiger on mainland. I don't know. Why the fuck am I reading Australian news in here? There's a bunch. Are the Australians just gaming Reddit here to get their shit to the top? Jesus. Oh. I don't feel great about that. Ooh. Man, nothing good. Nothing. I'm looking for something nice. I know why. Nice things don't make it to the news that often because it's just not news. You know? Baby giraffe in Maryland Zoo placed in intensive care. God damn it, I gotta read the whole thing before. I'm like, I just see baby giraffe. I'm like, fuck, okay, here's a happy story. And then it's like, it's in intensive care. I should have read the whole thing fucking first. I'm a, you know. Police, man attacks deaf teen with autism known as Mineola Superhero. That's not a happy story. Why? Well, now I want to know why someone's a Mineola Superhero. Let's find out. He dresses up like Superman. And I'm sure he's a beloved member of the community. And maybe that's why he was attacked. The dude's like, I want to be beloved. Why doesn't everybody love me? We all just need to be heard. And, yeah, there's really all the news is bad. So, get ready, because it's a bad news day. And I don't know what that says about, I guess the week is going to, it's going to be a rough week. That's what I say. That's my thought. But I don't know. There's a lot of bad news, but I don't know. Things are, and even with all the bad shit, and living and feeling like, oh my God, everything's fucking going to hell. That dread that if you are paying attention and don't care for Trump, you feel every day. You know, I think a lot of people feel that. I mean, I feel that. But still, well, that's pretty fucking nice. So, look on the on the bright side. It's been like, you know. Sorry, I'm not just saying platitudes. Like, look on the bright side. Fuck me. That's a dumb thing. Look on the bright, of course. Yeah, I don't know. Everything's cool. I don't know. I'm, whatever it is. Dude, I'm seriously, like, falling asleep as I'm saying this. I'm really sorry. I'm, like, in a dream state, and things are, this is a bad episode. I forgot to say at the beginning of this, I wanted to say that, and, because I always feel like whenever I do shows, maybe somebody, like, oh, somebody new is, like, listening to this, and I want to say, don't listen. Stop listening. If you're new and you're listening to this, and you made it to the end, or to this point, and you're like, the fuck is this dude? Why is he doing, this is for me. This is, like, a weird thing that I want, and you should not listen to this show. Go away, please. I'm not saying that to be mean. Like a mean go away. It's like a, dude, please do yourself a favor, get the fuck out of here. It doesn't make any sense. I don't know why I'm doing this show. It shouldn't be a show. It's bad. And there's a few people that like it. I don't know why. But sorry that you listened to it at all. It's my apologies. Please go listen. There's so much stuff that you could be doing or listening to. That's, go listen to S-Town or something. Something that someone put a lot of effort into. I didn't put any effort into this. All right, I gotta go. I really gotta get out of here. So I will talk to you. I'll talk to you tomorrow. And, I'll talk to you tomorrow. All right, that's it. I gotta go. We love you.